Dear God, Ryan breathed. Well, I hope that was the only one, Captain Blandy observed.
Better be, Captain. We be out of missiles, Chief Leak said, lighting up another smoke.
Captain, Jack said when he was able to, every man on this ship gets promoted one step by presidential order, and USS Gettysburg gets a presidential unit citation. That's just for starters, of course. Where's the radio? I need to talk to Kneecap.
Here, sir. A sailor handed him a phone receiver. The line's open, sir.
Robbie?
Jack?
You're still vice president.
For now, I suppose.
Christ, Jack, what the hell were you trying to do?
I'm not sure. It seemed like the right idea at the time.
Now what?
You mean with China?
Part of me says load up the B-2 bombers and send them to Beijing, but I suppose that's an overreaction.
What are you going to be doing?
The drill is for us to stay up for 4 hours, same for Kathy and the kids. You might want to call them, too.
Roger. See you in a few hours.
I think I'm going to have a stiff one or two.
I hear that, buddy.
Put us out.
Ryan handed the phone back.
Captain?
Yes, Mr. President?
Your entire ship's crew is invited to the White House right now for some drinks on the house. I think we all need it.
Sir, I will not disagree with that.
Chief?
Here, sir. He handed his pack and lighter over. I got more in my locker, sir.
Just then, two men in civilian clothes entered CIC. It was Hilton and Malone from the night crew.
How'd you guys get here so fast? Ryan asked.
Andrea called us, sir. We have a car on the pier. You want to come with us?
Okay. Captain, you get buses or something and come to the White House right away. If it means locking the ship up and leaving her without anyone aboard, that's just fine. Call the Marine Barracks at 8th and I for security.
Aye, aye, Mr. President. We'll be along shortly.
I might be drunk before you get there, the President thought.
The drive back to the White House was uneventful, and Ryan ended up in the Situation Room, strangely alone.
Jack?
A familiar voice called from the door.
Arnie, I hate drinking alone. How about you and me drain a bottle of something? Tell the usher to bring down a bottle of Middleton and have him bring a glass for himself.
Van Damme leaned into the corridor and made the drink, then came back in.
I was just starting dinner at my place in Georgetown when CNN ran the flash. Figured I might as well come here. Didn't really believe it, I suppose.
The head usher arrived with a silver tray, a bottle of Irish whiskey, and some glasses with ice already in them.
Charlie, you pour yourself one too, the president told him.
Mr. President,
I'm not supposed to.
Today the rules changed, Mr. Pemberton. If you get too swacked to drive home, I'll have the Secret Service take you.
Have I ever told you what a good guy you are, Charlie? My kids just plain love you.
Charles Pemberton, son and grandson of ushers at the White House, poured three drinks and handed the glasses over.
Sit down and relax, Charlie. I have a question for you.
Yes, Mr. President?
Where did you write it out?
I didn't go to the shelter in the East Wing. Figured that was best for the women folk. Well, sir, I took the elevator up to the roof and figured I'd just watch.
Arnie, there sits a brave man, Jack said, saluting with his glass.
Where were you, Mr. President?
Pemberton asked, breaking the etiquette rules.
I was on the ship that shot the damn thing down, watching our boys do their job. That reminds me, this Gregory guy, the scientist that Tony Britano got involved. We look after him, Arnie. He's one of the people who saved the day.
Duly noted, Mr. President.
Van Damme took a big pull on his glass.
What else?
I don't have a what else right now.
Neither did anyone in Beijing.
It was now 8 in the morning, and the ministers were filing into their conference room. Premier Su ordered the defense minister to make his report, which he did.
You ordered the launch?
Foreign Minister Shen asked, aghast.
What else was I to do? We spoke of this possibility, did we not?
We spoke of it, yes, Qian agreed. But to do such a thing, what new dangers have you brought on us?
And what resulted from it? Fang asked next.
Evidently, the warhead either malfunctioned or was somehow destroyed by the Americans. The only missile that launched successfully was targeted on Washington. The city was not, I regret to say, destroyed.
You regret to say? You regret to say?
Fang's voice spoke more loudly than anyone could ever remember.
You fool!
If you had succeeded, we would be facing national death now.
You regret?